This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump says the United States will back out of a global arms trade treaty. As AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani tells us, Trump made the announcement Friday during a speech to the gun rights group, the National Rifle Association.
The treaty regulates international trade in conventional weapons and has been waiting Senate ratification since President Obama signed it in 2013.
We're taking our signature back.
President Trump making the announcement during a speech to the NRA, which says the treaty threatens the Second Amendment. He says Democrats threaten it as well.
You let these maniacs get into office, they will take that right away.
Urging NRA members to vote Republican. The group was key to his 2016 election, but has been limping toward 2020, divided and diminished. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The president's speech came shortly after a U.S. federal judge sentenced a Russian gun rights proponent to 18 months in prison for conspiring with a senior Russian official to infiltrate the National Rifle Association. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, Maria Butina's goal was to influence U.S. conservative activists and Republican politicians to benefit the Kremlin.
Maria Butina admitted to trying to infiltrate and gather intelligence on the National Rifle Association and other conservative U.S. political groups at the direction of a former Russian lawmaker. She pled guilty to a single charge, conspiracy to act as an unregistered foreign agent, as part of a deal with federal prosecutors. Butina has been jailed since her arrest in July of last year, and with credit for time served, will spend another 9 months behind bars. The judge also ordered she be deported upon completing her sentence. Butina said she was ashamed and embarrassed by her actions. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Commerce Department said the U.S. economy grew at a solid 3.2% annual rate in the first quarter, and that pushed stock prices higher on Wall Street. This is VOA News. Sri Lankan President Maithripala Sirisena said on Friday that police are looking for 140 people believed to have links with the Islamic State group over last Sunday's attacks on churches and hotels that killed 253 people. A Sri Lankan military spokesman says soldiers exchanged gunfire with suspects after attempting to raid a building in the country's eastern province as part of the ongoing investigation. Authorities found a stockpile of explosives and other raw materials used to manufacture bombs. Police also seized clothing and flags linked to the Islamic State group, gel ignite sticks, 100,000 ball bearings, drones, and at least one suicide vest during the raid. Officials say local militants with ties to IS conducted the series of suicide bombings on Easter Sunday at churches and local luxury hotels in and around Colombo and in the seaside village of Batacaloa. Cyclone